If you were to ask the Jew, he would tell you,
Jerusalem, it is the shrine of our past glory, city of David, of Solomon, of Judas Maccabeus, the site of our temple which has lived in our prayers for 3 times 1,000 years.
If you were to ask the Mohammedan, he would tell you,
Jerusalem, it is here the Prophet Muhammad, from the rock of Arana, the Sakhra, mounted into heaven and the glory of Allah.
If you were to ask the Christian, he would tell you,
Jerusalem, Jerusalem is consecrated in our memory because our Lord Jesus there died, was buried, and rose again from the dead 1,900 odd years ago this Easter season.
Jerusalem, Jerusalem, lift up your gates and sing, Hosanna in the highest, Hosanna to your King.
Today, Living 1949, brought to you by NBC and its affiliated stations, at this time of Holy Festival, salutes the fountainhead of 3 great religions, the source of much of our civilization and moral law, the Holy City. Your narrator, Ben Grauer.
Greetings, America. No city in the world is more famous than Jerusalem. Many are larger, a few even as ancient, but none can more justly be called
the Holy City.
For the name Jerusalem is written in gold in the sacred books of 3 religions, as well as written in blood in the history of the world. History that is still in the making this year of Living 1949. But our concern this holy day is not how old Jerusalem is, but to whom it is sacred and why.
Last night I lay asleeping, there came a dream so fair. I stood in old Jerusalem, beside the temple there. I heard the children singing, and ever as they sang, methought the voice of angels from heaven in answer rang. Methought the
I am the holy city of Jerusalem, holy to 3 great religions, Judaism, Mohammedism, Christianity. I, whose name means city of peace, have seen men storm my gates with spears and shields, yea, with tanks and bombers. I, high on my mountain, have seen the pilgrims come on horse, on donkey, on camel, on foot, for the same reasons they come today on steamship, railway, plane. I remember more than 3,000 years ago, after Moses led the children of Israel from Egypt's bondage, out of the wilderness to the promised land of Canaan, and gave them one God to worship, and gave them the holy symbol, the Ark of the Covenant. I remember David, the shepherd boy, son of Jesse, who as a youth had slain the giant champion of the Philistines with but a single pebble in his sling. I remember when they made him king, the chosen one of God, David, the psalm writer.
I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. Our feet shall stand within thy gates, O Jerusalem, because of the house of the Lord our God, I will seek thy good.
David it was who stood before my walls, overcame the Jebusites who occupied me then, and climbed my hills the victor 30 centuries ago. Then was I called the City of David, after him who was great in war and great in peace. By his hand my walls grew high and strong, and kings from all nations sent wood and stone to magnify my glory. And to my precincts, David the king brought the holy ark of God.
And David was clothed with a robe of fine linen, and all the Levites that bore the ark and the singers, and with sound of cornet, and with trumpets, and with cymbals, and making a noise with psalteries and harps, set the ark of God in the midst of the tent that David had pitched for it. Then on that day, David delivered first this psalm into the hand of Asaph and his brethren.
Give thanks unto the Lord. Call upon his name. Sing unto him. Be ye mindful always of his covenant, the word which he commanded to a thousand generations.
Thus David, the son of Jesse, reigned over all Israel, and the time that he reigned was 40 years. 33 years reigned he in Jerusalem, and he died in a good old age, full of days, riches, and honor. And Solomon, his son, reigned in his stead.
I remember Solomon, Solomon the wise, Solomon who built the temple of the Jews.
Then Solomon began to build the house of the Lord at Jerusalem in Mount Moriah, where the Lord appeared to David his father, in the place that David had prepared. Then Solomon assembled the elders of Israel and all the heads of the tribes, the chiefs of the fathers of Israel, unto Jerusalem, to bring up the Ark of the Covenant. And the priest brought in the Ark into the most holy place. And the glory of the Lord filled the house. Then said Solomon,
I have built a house for the name of the Lord God of Israel, O Lord my God, that thine eyes may be open upon this house day and night, which I have built for thy name. Then hear thou from the heavens, even from thy dwelling place, their prayer, and maintain their cause.
Yea, the Lord magnified Solomon exceedingly, and bestowed upon him such majesty as had not been seen by any king before him in Israel.
But after him came other kings, less in majesty and less in wisdom, until at last the Jewish kingdom fell before Nebuchadnezzar the Babylonian, and the people were carried into captivity. They that thought upon what Solomon had told them, and turning their hearts and prayers toward the site of the temple in Jerusalem, prayed as Jeremiah prayed.
How doth the city sit solitary that was full of people? How is she become as a widow, she that was great among nations? Remember, O Lord, what has come upon us. Consider and behold our reproach.
And they sat by the waters of Babylon and wept.
If I forget thee, O Jerusalem, let my right hand forget its cunning. If I do not remember thee, let my tongue cleave to the roof of my mouth. If I prefer not Jerusalem above my chief joy.
For 70 years they carried this prayer in their hearts, and were at last heard when Cyrus the Persian conquered Babylon, and let them return to me, to Jerusalem, the city.
When the Lord turned against the captivity of Zion, we were like them that dream. Then was our mouth filled with laughter, and our tongue with singing.
The rest is written in the books of all tongues. How Jerusalem and the temple rose again. How came Alexander the Great to reap tribute. How came Antiochus Epiphanes the Syrian to loot the temple and forbid the Jews to worship there? So like the leaves of the tree were the centuries. Then came the Romans to burn the temple and the city, and no stone stood upon another. Over the face of the earth were the Jews scattered. And while other men lost memory of me, in the centuries that followed, I have lived. I will always live in their hearts.
If I forget thee, O Jerusalem, let my right hand forget its cunning. If I do not remember thee, let my tongue cleave to the roof of my mouth.
Now, what of the Mohammedans? Why each day at prayer time do thoughts of Jerusalem fill the minds of the faithful as they kneel and bow their heads when the call of the muezzin rings?
Allah, washba, Allah, washba.
Let Jerusalem itself tell.
Allah, washba, washba.
I remember when I was a Muslim city. From the time of the Romans to the First World War was I sacred to the Muslims, second only to Mecca. For the reason, you must search the holy vision of the Prophet Muhammad.
There was no sound that evening in the desert, not the jackal nor the dog, and even the wind had no voice. I had gone to my rest, weary of mind and spirit, when suddenly the silence was shattered by a great voice.
Awake, thou sleeper! Awake!
I sat up dazed, and there before me, gleaming with gold and precious stones, stood the angel Gabriel. Astride the steed he brought me, with the shining wings of a giant eagle, we flew together through the darkness of the night. First to Mount Sinai, where God gave the commandments to Moses. Then to Bethlehem, where Jesus was born. And finally to the Temple of Jerusalem. Here outside, I found a ladder with its foot resting on Jacob's stone, pointing to heaven. And following the angel, I began to climb. Through six heavens, I rose like a feather, until at last I reached the seventh through the clouds, within two bowshots of the throne of God. For a long time, there was silence. For a long time, I dared not raise my head. And when I finally did, I saw the face of God, covered with 20,000 veils, yet even so filled with a radiant glory greater than 50,000 sunrises. And as I peered through the dazzling light, there inscribed in burning letters on the right hand of God's throne, I read,
"There is no God but Allah, and Muhammad is his messenger."
Over the rock from which Muhammad in his vision mounted to the presence of God, there rises today a shrine sacred to every son and daughter of Islam. A shrine called the Dome of the Rock. And five times a day, every day, when the muezzins mount their minarets to call, throughout the continents of the world, over 600 million Mohammedans, who once faced in my direction as they now face Mecca, remember me, Jerusalem.
And finally, this holy season, as every Easter week, why in cathedrals and churches, in humble places of prayer, do the thoughts of the entire Christian world turn too to this ancient city?
And then, methought my dream was changed, the streets no longer rang. Hushed were the glad hosannas, the little children sang. The sun grew dark with mystery, the morn was cold and chill. As the shadow of a cross arose upon a lonely hill, as the shadow of a cross arose upon a lonely hill.
remember. I remember once upon an age, many years ago, when he came to die and to rise again, to show men throughout time how to live eternally. I remember when he was first brought to me, up from Nazareth in Galilee to the temple for the ceremony of purification, a babe in his mother's arms. I remember when next I saw him, 12 years old and strong with spirit, confounding the judges in the temple. But especially do I remember a young man of 33 years, and behind him the worshiping multitude.
And a very great multitude spread their garments in the way. Others cut down branches from the trees and strewed them in the way. And the multitudes that went before and that followed cried, saying,
Hosanna to the Son of David! Blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord!
And when he came unto Jerusalem, all the city was moved, saying,
Who is this?
And the multitude said,
This is Jesus,
the prophet of Nazareth.
I remember when he went into the temple of God and cast out all them who sold and bought there, and overthrew the tables of the money changers and the seats of them that sold doves, saying,
It is written, My house shall be called the house of prayer, but ye have made it a den of thieves.
I remember when he told of the doom that would befall me for the wickedness of my people.
Seest thou these great buildings? There shall not be left one stone upon another that shall not be thrown down.
And I heard him, as he sat down to his last supper, prophesy his own fate.
Verily I say unto you that one of you shall betray me.
No, Lord, is it I?
And the Lord deny it, until Judas spoke.
Master, is it I?
Thou hast said.
I saw him taken and led away and delivered to Pontius Pilate, the governor.
And Jesus stood before the governor, and the governor asked him, saying,
Art thou the king of the Jews?
Thou seest.
And when he was accused, he answered nothing.
It is not how many things they witness against thee?
And he answered to him never a word, insomuch that the governor marveled greatly.
I heard Pilate seek to prevail over those who cried,
Let him be crucified!
I saw Pilate take water and wash his hands before the multitude, saying,
I am innocent of the blood of this just person. See ye to it.
I saw Christ delivered to be crucified. I saw him on the cross. I heard him in the ninth hour cry in a loud voice,
Father, into thy hands I commend my spirit.
And saw him straightway yield up the ghost. And behold,
and they that were with him watching feared greatly, saying,
Truly, this was the Son of God.
I saw all that followed. I, Jerusalem, on whose cobbled streets Christ walked. I saw them beg his body of Pilate. I saw the great stone close his sepulcher. I saw the soldiers seal it for a fear of his prophecy.
After 3 days, I will rise again.
I saw his mother come, Mary and the women, to see the sepulcher, and discover there an angel of the Lord descended from heaven, an angel who caused the keepers to shake and become as dead men, and who said unto Mary,
Fear not ye, for I know that ye seek Jesus which was crucified. He is not here, for he is risen, as he said. Go quickly and tell his disciples.
And they departed quickly with fear and great joy. And as they went, behold, Jesus met them, saying,
All hail.
And they came and held him by the feet and worshipped him. Then said Jesus unto them,
Be not afraid. Go, tell my brethren that they go to Galilee, and there shall they see me.
I, Jerusalem, saw the disciples hurry away to Galilee, where he appeared unto them. He, Jesus the Christ, whose memory has made my name sacred wherever in the world have found his followers, appeared to them and spoke his last words that week just 1,919 years ago, words that ring down through the centuries and today send pilgrims to me as they send missionaries to the four corners of the earth to carry the most glorious news of all.
All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world.
Thus is the holy city of Jerusalem sacred to Jew, Mohammedan, and Christian alike. As in the past, today its history has again been marked with bloodshed. What will be its fate? Perhaps only God, to whom it means so much. Perhaps only God himself knows. But we are a world striving for unity, who can only be saved through brotherhood. If this famous city is common sacred ground for three of the world's greatest religions, is it not possible, is it not hopeful, that it may serve as a bond to bind all the world's people in friendship? Perhaps in Jerusalem, the fountainhead of three great religions, lies the answer. Whether this be God's solution or not, it is safe to assume this Holy Week that all, Christian, Muslim, Jew, wish never to see its gates closed to anyone who worships there. And envision, as is envisioned in the final verse of the song, The Holy City, a new, a peaceful Jerusalem.
And once again the scene was changed, new earth there seemed to be. I saw the Holy City beside the tideless sea. The light of God was on its street, the gates were open wide, and all who would might enter, and no one was denied. No need of moon or stars by night, nor sun to shine by day. It was the new
Living, 1949, is prepared and presented for the University of the Air. This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.